Today we began in the Daf Yomi, the third perek, Misha Meso. And that's on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. So let's open up to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And we're talking about Misha Meso Mutalafanov. And he's potter from Kriyat Shema, from Tefillah, from Tefillin, and we call Mitzvah Samuris Batorah. Now let's, for one moment, turn to the Gemara of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. And if you take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Misha Meso Mutal Fana Potter Mi Kriyat Shema, Lefishu Tarud B'Machsheves Kfuraso. So why does the Gemara apply Osik Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah to the case of Misha Mesa Mutalafanov? And the answer is because he's singularly dedicated and preoccupied with the burial of his dead. He's one of the seven close relatives. And Rashi says, Avidumya de Chasan, the Potter Mishum Tirda de Mitzvah. We had a Gemara earlier, if you recall, in the second parak about a Chasan that on the first night of his wedding, he doesn't recite Kriyat Shema because he's Torud B'Tirda the Mitzvah. He's Torud in the Mitzvah of Be'ilah Rishona. And Rashi makes an analogy here between someone who's Torud in the Machsheves Kvura and someone who's Torud in Machsheves Be'ilah Rishona. In other words, that an Onein is Potter Min HaMitzvah because of Osek Min HaMitzvah, the same way as a Chasan is Potter from Kriyat Shema. That's what Rashi has to say. Now take a look for a moment at Tosfos Dima Maskil Potter. And Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says that the Ptur of Kriyat Shema here is written in the parasha of Kriyat Shema. The Yerushalmi derives from the Pasuk of Antizkar, Ad Kol Yimei Chayecha, that the Torah says that Yomim Shata Osek V'Chayim, V'lo Yomim Shata Osek V'Mesim. So we're going to try to understand exactly what the Yerushalmi has to say here, and why Tosfos insists on quoting the Yerushalmi. How does it deviate from Rashi? So if you have the page that I photocopied for you, which the copy is here on the table, so we start with Rashi, and we now on midway through this paragraph, we quote the Rambam in Perek Daled Milchas Kriyat Shema, and the Rambam also seems to assume that the halach that we're learning in this Mishnah is a reflection of the same halach that we saw in Chasan, that both in the case of Chasan and in the case of an Onein who's busy burying his dead, he's Torah B'Tirda the Mitzvah. Now, back on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara derives Osek B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah from the Pasuk B'Shivtecha B'Veisecha, which means B'Sheves Nidach, when you're sitting in your house, and then you're obligated in the midst of Kriyat Shema, but Prat for someone who's Osek B'Mitzvah. Then the Gemara has a second drasha, B'Lechtecha B'Derech, to exclude Chasan. Now, according to Rashi, the Onein who has the mitzvah of Kvura incumbent upon him, he's potter for the same reason of Tirda the mitzvah. So the question is, why did the Gemara single out Chasan, and only in the mission of Chasan does the drasha of Velechtcha Baderech apply, and we derive from that drasha that a Chasan is potter from Kriyat Shema? L'chora, that same drasha, for the same identical reason, should exempt a Misha Mesa Mutalafan. The Gemara should have said, Prat Lechasan Uli Onein. Or the Gemara could have said in a generic way, Prat Lemisha Torah Tirda the Mitzvah. The Gemara should have said it in such a way that we would not distinguish between Chasan and Onein, but rather we would combine them together. They're all under the same rubric, under the rubric of Tirda the Mitzvah. But the impression you get is that Velechcha Baderech Prat Lechasan, because he's Torah B'Tirda the Mitzvah, as opposed to the case of an Onein. I mean, that doesn't make sense because Rashi is identifying the two as one. Now, later on, we have a statement of Rav Papa that if a person is located in the same room as the dead body, then he's not really allowed to eat or drink. He has to go into a different room. But if there's no possibility, there's no other room, then machzir ponav yochel. He has to turn his way, his face around, and not eat directly face to face in front of the corpse. Now, if Rashi holds that the p'tur of Kriyat Shema is tirda de mitzvah, so that if a mess is in the house, let's say he's in the next house or the next room, he should be chayav in mitzvahs, because right now he's not burying the dead, he's not torah b'mitzvah. On the contrary, he's eating his dinner very comfortably. So therefore, he should be chayav in all the mitzvahs. And yet, the Gemara assumes that he's potim in a mitzvahs, even though the mess is in a bais acher. Again, the Gemara vacillates back and forth when it says in our Mishnah, Misha meso mutal lefanov, which means that the mess is right there in front of him. Do we take that literally and we limit our Mishnah and all the dinim in our Mishnah to someone who is sitting in the same room with the mess? Or do we apply it even if they're in two rooms? And if you hold we apply it even in two rooms, then we have the following question. Rashi says that the din of our Mishnah is a result of tirda the mitzvah. He's preoccupied with the mitzvah. Well, if the mess is in a different room, why should we assume that he's tarid b'tirda the mitzvah? He's not now burying the dead. Or, for example, I'll give you another example. Today that the burial is taken care of by the Chevra Kadisha, maybe there should be no din of ptur mitzvahs, according to Rashi. Because if Rashi is classifying the din of ptur mitzvahs in an onen under the general rubric of Torah tirda mitzvah, then if he's not Torah tirda mitzvah, because others are taking care of the burial, or right now he is not taking care of the burial, he's involved in any other activities, he should be chayav in all the mitzvahs.
The definition of lefanav, because the Sefer says the bones to you literally is in front of you, or that you have this obligation bearing on you, Torah. You are, even though you're not physically doing it, it's still
okay. You're, maybe that's the answer, perhaps, but. You know, Torud b'tirud of the mitzvah sounds like he's involved in the mitzvah. You're right, we would have to reinterpret this Rashi, but right now, it's stage one, we're taking Rashi literally, that the reason why he's potter from Kriyat Shema, etc., is because he's Torud. You know, Chassan is really preoccupied, but here, if he's not preoccupied, he's taking a lunch break, and the question is where he eats his lunch, but the mess is in a different room, or how much more so in the case of a Chevra Kadisha, they're taking the entire responsibility of a burial off his shoulders. Why should it be tarred to the mitzvah? But perhaps Tosis is one up it. Maybe we'd be more comfortable in this context with the sheet of Tosis based on the Yerushalmi, that the reason why an one is potter mikriyat shma is because of the poskelim on Tizkar, and it means yomim shata osik b'chayim v'lo yom shata osik b'mesim. This drasha, even though it applies to Kriyat Shema, will be expanded to apply to Kol Mitzvah HaTorah. And we're going to say that an Onen who's being Osek B'Mesim is part from all Mitzvah HaTorah. Ukmodi Alfina Li'ika Adin Di Osek B'Mitzvah part of an Amitzvahs Uladini D'Chasan Din part of Mikol HaMitzvah Mikol HaDishiv Tchol V'Yisach V'Lachtra Derech D'Ksiv Ba'Ve Kriyat Shema K'mo Chen L'Fi HaMavur B'Yushalmi Alfina Li'Onen Mikra Dilaman Tiskar Afagav the High Kra Big Kriyachma Yalfina Minela Khalatorakula. So we said the following, that the Pasuk of Balech Chabaderech is written in the parasha of Kriyachma. And yet from there we're going to derive a ptur of Osik Pimitz that applies to all mitzvahs. We're not going to limit our scope to Kriyachma, even though that's where the Pasuk appears. So too, according to the Yerushalmi, it says Laman Tiskar in the parasha of Kriyachma. And that should teach me Osik B'mitzvah Potter B'mitzvah. We're going to expand it to all mitzvahs and way beyond the parameters of Kriyat Shema, just as we did in B'shivtcha V'Secha. U'lefiya Yushalmi V'tosvis Mevu'a De'onein Shemutal of the Kovra Potter B'mitzvah Mitzvahs Ein Zemitam Tirda the Mitzvah Kechason Ki Emdin Misui V'din B'fnei Atzvah De'onein Potter B'mitzvah Mitzvahs. He's suggesting here that there's a din of an onen who's part of mikol mitzvahs. It's not because he's torah b'tirud of the mitzvah. That's not the way the Yerushalmi has it. The Yerushalmi says there's a special din unto itself derived from this pasuk that exempts him from Kriyat Shema because he's an Onen. It's Yomim Shata Osek B'Mesin. And we can extrapolate and expand from Kriyat Shema to a Ptura of Kol Mitzvahs. But it's not because of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah. In other words, our original question, well, what happens if the mess is in a different room, and therefore right now he's not Torah Bitter the Mitzvah, should he then be Chayav in all the Mitzvahs, Kriyat Shema, etc.? The answer is, according to Yishalmi, no. According to Rashi, logically, it should be yes, because he's not Torah Bitter the Mitzvah right now. But according to the Yishalmi, that we're talking about something more fundamental in a sense, that if he's in Yomim Ashata Osuk B'Mesim, then you're not Chayev. And that means you're not Chayev in any Mitzvah HaTorah. And that means that an Onen is part to become Mitzvah HaTorah. We don't need that it has to be that right now he is burying the dead. He is Osek B'Mitzvahs Kvura, Torah B'Mitzvahs Kvura. No. That's not what it's about. What we're saying is he's part to become Mitzvahs, not because he's Torah B'mitzvah, he's not like a chasan, but rather because the Torah says that on these days, which are dedicated to the mess, there's no chiyuv misa. I'm sorry, there's no chiyuv mitzvah. And if there's no chiyuv mitzvah, then it doesn't matter whether right now, at this particular moment, he's Torah B'tir the mitzvah. Okay. Now, let's go on right here on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis and take a look at the brice on the bottom of the Amud. It says, Misha Mesa Mutal Afanav, etc., etc. And it says, the Eino Mevarech at the end of the Amud. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says three lines up from the bottom, the Eino Mevarech, Eino Tzarech Levarech. So he's eating bread, he doesn't have to make a Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Says Tosvis, Mashma mitov perusho, it seems from Rashi that im rotza levarech rashoy, and it's a question of option. He's not obligated, Rashi says, eino tzarech levarech, but if he wants to, then that's fine. But miu, he says, b'yushalmi kom, I'm im rotza lahachmir ein shomim lo. If he wants to make a bracha, we're not going to allow that to happen. L'kach nira lomar eino levarech eino rashoy levarech. So he is not, the Oni is not allowed to make a bracha before he eats bread or after he eats bread. Hari Nechlaku, this is on the left column about line 5. Nechlaku Rashi Vitosus, im Onein Rashoi Lahachmir Levarech Lekayim. Rashi Sober Rashoi Levarech. He's not chayev, but he can take it upon himself voluntarily. Tosus over him, Shal Osalo Lekayim HaMitzvah. And now we take a look at Rabbi Kiveger in Aruch Chaim, Siman Ayin Aleph, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in that Siman. She'im kara kriyash malo yotza, v'tzarch lachsa v'likros achar kvura. He was potter from the midst of Kriyat Shema when he was an Onen, and now after Kvura he's no longer an Onen, and he would have the obligation to read Kriyat Shema. But the only thing is, we're talking about a case where he read Kriyat Shema as an Onen, and now we're saying he has to repeat Kriyat Shema after Kvura. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger. So let's just think about this out loud. When he read Kriyat Shema, he was an Onen. Rashi says as an Onen is part of an mitzvah, but if he wants to voluntarily fulfill the mitzvah, he can do so. Rabbi Kiveger, on the other hand, is assuming that if he read Kriyat Shema, he was not Yotzei. Now, after Kfura, he's Chayav in Kriyat Shema. That can only make sense if you accept Tosis with Yerushalmi, that what it means is that on these days, or these moments, you're Osek B'Mesiv, you're not Chayav in the Mitzvah. If you're not Chayav in the Mitzvah, then your Kriyat Shema, when you were Onen, is meaningless. Hari Mavur b'Rabbi Kiveger, the logaksha also leonin lakaima mitzvah. Ki imshim kiyama mitzvah yotzi dechvasa lo mikri kiyama mitzvah. Now, honestly, that seems to me a double posture. If you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema, then you would not be yotzi the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema if you went and you read Kriyat Shema and violated this isur. Vechain kosim etshuvas tovim Yehuda. The la poskim shonin also lakaima mitzvah, which is based on this Tosfos. Safar Sfira, so he counted Sfira when he was an Onen before the Kvur of his relative, Lo Ololo Klal, Ukeilu Lo Safar. It's as if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all and he didn't count the Omer. Still have repercussions about the next day of the Omer. But be that as it may, what we're seeing here is that an Onen is enjoined from fulfilling mitzvahs, and if he went ahead voluntarily, so to speak, and he fulfilled the mitzvah, it's meaningless. And that would reflect the sheet of Tosfos, certainly not the sheet of Rashi that is just alleviated from the obligation to do the mitzvah, to read Kriyat Shema. But he can certainly do so on a voluntary basis. So Rashi would no doubt hold that if before the burial he read Kriyat Shema, he would not have to read Kriyat Shema a second time after burial, because he was Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema before the burial. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds he's not allowed to read Kriyat Shema, and therefore the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself is negated. He says, V'chein nira me'ayushalmi amuva v'rosh, and birecha onen ein onim achrof amen. If an onen makes a bracha, you don't recite amen after the bracha. And that would again reflect the sheet of Tosfos based on the Yushalmi, that he wasn't Mekayim HaMitzvah. You don't say amen on a bracha when there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Now, with regard to Oseik b'mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Ayin, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, he says in the name of the Prima Gadim, that if he read Kriyat Shema, Yotze Yidei Chovasa, Delo Potter Mamish Mi Kriyat Shema, Ela Shehu Oseik b'mitzvah Acheres. Wow. This is brilliant. Listen what happens here. There are two ways of understanding why the Onen is not chayiv in Kriyat Shema. One is because he's Oseik b'mitzvah, he's involved in Kfura, or as Rashi says, he's Torah in the midst of Kfura. And the other way is to say it that he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. It's not that another mitzvah pushes or trumps this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Right? He's saying, Delop tur mamash, according to Rashi, that we're operating within the framework of Oseik b'mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah, that's not a p'tur. That's just what we call a dechia. Dechia means, well, you have to take a moment of thought and decide what your priorities are. But it's a question of priorities in two mitzvahs. And that's called Oseik b'mitzvah. That we give priority to kvura, because you're involved in Kvura, and therefore when the time for Kriyat Shema comes around, it cannot distract you from the mitzvah that you're involved in, namely the mitzvah of Kvura. So that's one way of approaching the din of an Onen and why he's part of the mitzvah, because he is Oseik b'mitzvah, he's involved in the mitzvah of Kvura. That's Rashi Shita, that he's Tard b'tirdas Kvura. But there's an entirely different way of understanding the law of an Onen and why he's part of the mitzvah. And that has to do with the fact that these are days in which he's Oseik b'mesim and he's not Oseik b'chayim. Now the nafkamina is going to be, what if he voluntarily read Kriyat Shema as an Onen? Well, according to Rashi, that the p'tur of Kriyat Shema is Oseik b'mitzvah, so he didn't want to avail himself, so to speak, of this p'tur, and he went ahead and he filled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That's meaningful. But if you hold like Tosfos in the Yerushalmi, that it's a separate din, that he's not chayiv in the midst of Kriyat Shema, so his Kriyat Shema is meaningless. And not only that, it could be that it's also to read Kriyat Shema. As we said before, we don't even answer Amen to his brachos. And the Mishnah Berurah repeats himself in the Sharat Siyun on the bottom, in a different Simon, in Tof Ayin Hey, and he writes that Misha Oseik b'mitzvah, v'kiyam ha-mitzvah, Yotze Yidei Chovaso, Ein Tzorch Lachzul, L'kayim ha-mitzvah, Sheli Achar, Shegomar ha-mitzvah, She'osak bo. So the Sharat Zion is saying that if he was Oseik b'mitzvah, and he was Mekayim the mitzvah, he has fulfilled that mitzvah. In other words, it's only a din of a p'tur. It's kind of halach of techir. But if he did the mitzvah, he did mitzvah B, even though he was part of it because he was involved in mitzvah A, then it's a meaningful mitzvah. Now, Rashi says that the Ptur of Onin is Torah to the mitzvah k'mo chasan. And chasan, we said that afagav the Torah b'mitzvah, nevertheless rashoi lahachmir l'kaima mitzvah. Right, we pass it like the Chachamim against Rav Shimon Gamliel that an onin on his own, I'm sorry, a chasan on his own initiative is allowed to take upon himself to read Kriyat Shema and to fulfill the mitzvahs. If we apply the same logic to an onin, because Rashi seems to equate the two, then even in the case of onin, even though he's part of the mitzvahs, he can decide to be machmer on himself and to fulfill the mitzvahs. And that's how Rashi would see it. But according to the Yerushalmi holds that an onen is completely potur from mitzvahs. And how is that derived? From Levan Tizkar. Because that's a din b'fnei atzmo, that an onen, because the kavod shel mes, is potur in the mitzvahs. Is therefore he's not rashoi la'achmer la'atzmo, and if he was mekayim the mitzvah, lo yotzi yedei chovasim. So let's just set up two nafkaminas between Rashi and Yerushalmi / Tosfos. One nafkamina would be if he went ahead and even though he's potter the mitzvahs, he implemented those mitzvahs. Rashi would say he was mekayim those mitzvahs because the entire halacha of onin is just a ptur. We alleviate him from the obligation because of osing for mitzvah, potter the mitzvah. But if he becholzo, it was machmir, and he took upon himself to do the mitzvah, then he fulfills the mitzvah. So that number one, Rashi would say Rashoi Lahachmir Alatzmo. Tosus would say in the name of Yerushalmi Eino Rashoi Lahachmir Alatzmo, because it's a separate din in with regard to the mess, that is a sort of antithetical relationship between Kriyat Shema and the mess, and therefore he's completely excluded from the mitzvahs. In fact, if he would fulfill the mitzvahs, he's pogeah, he undermines kavod ames, because he's it's a yom for him that's osek b'mesim. That means he has to give all his attention to the mesim. That's kavod ames. And the second afkamina would be, let's say he went ahead and he opted voluntarily to fulfill the mitzvah, would he have obtained the kiyum mitzvah? According to Rashi, yes. Whereas according to Tosfos and Yerushalmi, no, he cannot obtain a kiyum mitzvah. Now he asks the following question. An onen, according to Tosfos, doesn't seem to have anything in common with a chasan. Because we said that a chasan is part of the mitzvah, because he's Torah b'tur the mitzvah. But the p'tur of an onen is derived from the postul man tizkar, and it's based on kvodo shel mes. So he's vacillating now back and forth. According to Tosfos, is there a ptur of tirda the mitzvah in the case of an onen? Tosfos seems to say that the p'tur of Kriyat Shema in the case of a chasan is Torah to the mitzvah. The p'tur of Kriyat Shema in the case of an onen is Laman Tizkar. But we could suggest, and that's the second possibility, is that the Laman Tizkar is piggybacking on top of the halach of Torah to the mitzvah. Which means that Yerushalmi and then Tosfos would not deny what Rashi says, that in the case of onen, he's Torah b'tirin to the mitzvah. That's for sure is true. But we're going to add another psul, another p'tur, and that's based on Laman Tizkar. And the nafkamina is, if he's allowed to fulfill the mitzvah, if you're only operating with tirin to the mitzvah, then you have the option of being machmer on yourself. And you say, despite the p'tur of tirda, I'm going to do this mitzvah. But if we add on Laman Tizkar as a second, as I call it, a piggyback, then now we have another reason why an onen is potur in a mitzvah, and that's because Laman Tizkar, the nafkamina is, there we're going to say it's kavod ames and eino rashoi lahachmir al atzmo. Now, on the next page, if you flip your page, on line 4, he quotes a braisa. this braisa says eino mevarich, and Tosis says eino mevarich means eino rashoy levarich. So what that means is that if he would recite the bracha, he's expressing a certain callous attitude towards the mess. He's looking away from the mess, and he's making brachas. We're going to see that in certain cases there's an isur called loeg l'rosh if you do certain things in the proximity of the deceased. So when we say that eino mevarech in the case of an oni, we're talking about a din of kavod ames. And Tosus says very well that eino rashoy levarech. Why? Because if you're dealing with kavod ames, you don't have the option to violate another one than kavod ames by reciting that brach. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos and compare Tosfos to the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph and the parallel sugya of Osik Mitzvah in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hey, where we derive from the possible left chavaderet that a chosin is potum, we can now answer the question why Onen is not mentioned. Because if you would have mentioned Onen under the p'tur of a left chavaderet, meaning Torah to the mitzvah, you would come to a couple of mistaken conclusions. Number one, you would come to the mistaken conclusion that if right now he's not Torah in Kvura, he should be Chayav in the mitzvahs. But more important to that, you would come to the conclusion that if he wants to take the initiative, alright, he's a chasson, he doesn't have to read Kriyat Shema, but he wants to accept it upon himself, then that's fine. But now that we have a separate din of kavod ames, he cannot accept upon himself on a voluntary basis that he wants to do the mitzvahs. And herein lies the difference between chasan and onen. He hears. What was his original kasha? If chasan and onen are both potter for the same reason of torah to the mitzvah, and that's how Rashi says it, and they both are derived from blech kavod derech, that means that's a ptur, but if they want to take it upon themselves voluntarily to fulfill the mitzvah, then that's fine. But Tosfos l'shita, right? And then you want to ask yourself the question when the Gemara back on Daf Yud Aleph says v'lechko v'derech prat l'chasan, it should have said prat l'chasan v'yonen, because they're identical. And in both cases, they can voluntarily take it upon themselves to fulfill the mitzvah. But now, according to Tosfos, that in addition to the p'tur of osek v'mitzvah patur v'mitzvah, as it's derived from Belech Vaderech, which is just a p'tur, we have now a new din of kavod ames that's derived from Laman Tizkar, then Ein Rashai. And therefore it would be misleading if the Gemara would have said Belech Vaderech Prat L'chasa V'onein, because then you would have said that the entire din of Onein as a p'tur exhausts itself in this pasuk of Belech Vaderech, which means we don't want to impose on you the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, but if you want to take it upon yourself, that's fine. As it is in Chasan, we would apply to Onen. So the Braisa deliberately omits the mention of Onen because Onen is an entirely different category. It's not like the category of Oseik B'mitzvah, Torah B'tur D'mitzvah, in the case of Chasan, where he has the option, but it's covered a mess, and he has no option. So I'll just finish this paragraph, and that'll be it for today's shiur. He says, "Afilu neima sheyesh liftar onen." Even if you assume that the basic tour of tirdu the mitzvah is common to both a chasen and to onen, nevertheless, since in the case of onen there's an additional reason why he's potter, as the Yerushalmi has the drasha, and therefore it's kvod shalmes, is now we can differentiate between a chasan and an onen. Chasan, if he wants to be machmer himself, rashoy. But onen ain't a rashoy lahachmer latzmo. And therefore, the brayser did not combine them together. But zelsi shaper gamkein hoder rav papa tirguma amachzer panov v'lo toli mutal afanov lekovro. In other words, the din of Torah mitzvahs is going to apply according to Rav Papa, even if right now the mess is in a different room and he can't call him Torah now. He's not Torah, he's not burying the dead. Oh, but now that we have the Yerushalmi and Tosfos that there's a separate din of Onen, that Mishum Kvodo Shel Mess, he's Potter, Rav Papa says that Kvodo Shel Mes applies even in a case where he's not directly looking at the mess, you know, looking at the body. Okay, that could be a different din. Okay, for that we'd have to learn the next sugya. So we'll stop here. Okay, then this was very, very gishmak, very important. Two different dinim in oning. One din which is common to Chosin that he's torah b'tur the mitzvah comes up the blechko b'derech, and another din that an oning is potter in the mitzvah and he's not allowed to do the mitzvah, and that's based on the drash of Yushalmi l'antizkar, and that generates a din that's fundamentally rooted and anchored in kvodo shel mes. There's no option, there's no voluntary mitzvah. If you do it, you're going to have to do it again. After kfur, you'll have to repeat kriyat shema because it's totally meaningless. And that's what Tosfos means, ain't it, Rishoy Levar.